This is the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. Now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market in downtown Darien. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
Well, this past Friday night, had to make that short 2.5 hour drive up to Millen in Jenkins County.
That's a long way.
It is a long way.
I took two naps and we still weren't there.
I sometimes wonder how you get there other than going through Statesboro every time. So there are some back roads. I tried that one time. Don't do that. Always go through Statesboro. It's much faster. Gotcha. But since they got that road 4-lane now, it goes a little bit easier. Yeah. But back to the game. That's what we're here for, talk about Jenkins County. That was our 10th game of the season. A very important game for the Bucks, because it could determine standing in the playoffs, whether we get third place or fourth place.
Yes.
And we knew that a win would put us in third place, and, well, the Bucks went up there and prevailed 32-0. Let's talk about the game. How did it start out?
We drove down and scored. We made some adjustments on offense for the absence of Austin Crosby, who was injured this year. We drove down and scored. We didn't even try an extra point. We worked on 2-point plays, and we made all four. So we made one then. It was 8-0. Then we had a couple of other drives, Harold, that were good drives, but we made some mistakes, holding calls, offsides, you know, some things like that. And we didn't transition over into any points. So it was just 8-0 going into the fourth quarter. But we'd controlled the clock. At one point, somebody told me we had already consumed 25-plus minutes of offense.
that's pretty good. I know we were talking before we started the broadcast here, and on three of your drives consumed over 8 minutes on each one of those drives.
Yeah,
so that is
– I paid attention to one of them. And one of the first drive, there was like five-something on the clock when we
– snapped the ball?
Yeah.
Well, I noticed during the season, too, that your quarterback has really been paying attention to the clock.
He couldn't Friday. There were no play clocks, but we did a good job of pacing it and timing it up kind of like we did last couple of years.
Well, you know, he's probably got that count in his head now because he's been doing it at all our games. We do have the play clocks, which I thought everybody had to have.
Next year. We got them a year early.
Well, that's good. But I like looking at them, too, and sometimes from the booth, we'll holler down, run the play.
Yeah.
but your quarterback's been doing an excellent job there.
Right.
And make those long ball control. That's the key to the Bucs.
We didn't throw much Friday. We ran several different offensive looks from spread to the eye to the wing tee. So we gave them enough to chew on that we didn't have to throw the ball much.
Well, how'd you end up yardage-wise in this game?
I think we had right at 280 yards. I think they had 97. So defense has only allowed right now one score in the last 12 quarters.
Defense is really playing well.
Yeah, we're not very big. We're really fast, and we play extremely hard on that side of the ball.
And your players gang tackle well too. That's one thing I've noticed. They get after it so well, and doing really well. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Did you throw any Friday night?
A couple times we had it called. We had a penalty, and then we got sacked one time.
Okay. Well, I know that your starting quarterback twisted his ankle in the game, had to come out, and you put in your JV guy, Neil West. How did he perform for you?
He did really well. He just one took the sack, but he ran the running portion of the offense like a champ. He understands it real well, and I was really pleased with him.
That's good. We've seen him in the JV, and he's really quick, and is a good ball handler. So
that was a portion we needed, and he did fine with it.
Well, he's just a freshman too, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. That's good. We've got some young Buccaneers coming up and filling in these big positions now.
We've got several of them have been stepping up and playing, so we're getting a farm product finally.
Well, that's good. That's good. As far as the rest of the game went, it was probably it got over pretty quick since we were running the ball and defense playing really stout, and holding Jenkins County to under 100 yards and no scores, and it was it's a big win. Now we finish up, we're third place in the region, and we get to travel across the state.
Yeah, we do. Over to Mitchell County. You'll get to see our. We ran some high recently. That last little bit offset some of the injuries we've had. Juan Proctor Friday night rushed for 141 yards. So he had a big ball game.
Well, now normally you've been setting him out to the side in the wing position. Is that where he ran from?
He ran some there Friday, but most of his carries were from the tailback in our portion of our offense that gets in the eye.
Who'd you set in as the fullback at when he was there at the
end? The fullbacks Friday were Will Jones and Tyrese Campbell. They both did a good job.
Yeah, they do.
The tailbacks were Quan Proctor and Jarius Campbell.
Wow.
So Tyrese, I put him in front of his brother, so he blocked hard for his brother. Called him a bulldozer.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to see you're using the eye a little more. Remember, I talked to you about that earlier. That's the favorite offensive.
It's just a portion of our offense we had to focus on a little more than we normally would. But we're ready to run it. I think after this week, we can run it full tilt.
Well, what you're doing by doing that, too, is the teams upcoming now have to prepare for three different styles of offense that you put out there, and that's sometimes in 3 days. Yeah.
A lot of time.
Yeah. Well, that's what they got to do if they want to slow us down.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to study much of the film on Mitchell County yet?
Yeah, Mitchell County, they're very athletic. Their coach, Dondrell Pinkins, was a quarterback down there many years ago and played for South Carolina. He's their head coach. He's a hometown boy that's got his job there. He does a good job. He's a good football coach. They run a spread offense, a lot of trips, double twins type stuff, H-back offense look. But they've got a couple of deep threats. They throw a good deep ball. Their quarterback is very mobile. Their running back is very mobile. They're very athletic. We're going to have to limit their big play, stop their big play potential. Keep the ball, drive the ball, make their offense sit on the sidelines. We've got to do some things like that. Defensively, they're a 4-2-5 defense, but he's not going to build a base out of that against what we do. So we'll see something a little different.
What kind of a schedule did they play this year?
They didn't play out of region hardly at all, if any. They only played in 8 ball games, most in region. So a lot of spread teams. From seeing us, I think the last spread team or last run team they seen may have been Early County. So that was his staff back a year or two ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we're going to have more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and beat.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Jets RX. Well, Coach, let's get back to the upcoming game, Mitchell County. You said they're very athletic. How about size-wise? A lot of the teams we play have very big linemen, but our linemen, very quick. We're a fast team.
We've probably got better speed on the line of scrimmage than they do, but they're athletic, they're big. They've got one young man that plays both sides of the ball. He's about 6'3", 240. We're going to have to deal with him. We're going to have to deal with a mobile quarterback. They've got a big wide receiver, number 19, that goes up, their number two receiver. They're explosive on offense. They scare you, you know, with their big play capabilities. So we've got to defend it well, and if we keep the ball on offense, that's going to limit their possessions too.
Okay. You know, we hear a lot of comments from other teams that our Buccaneer team is very physical, hits very hard, and physically dominates a lot of teams just by the physicality of the game. And we got that from Metter after we played them. Yeah, Metter won, but their coach made the comment that we were the hardest hitting team.
We complimented us this week about a defensive play. I've said several. We knew we weren't going to be very big on defense, so we decided if you're not going to be very big, why fight it? We just said, okay, we're not going to be very big. Let's play the fastest kids we have, the most physical kids we have. So we're like a bunch of wasps.
Well, you told me before the first game, you said that you were going to have one of the fastest defenses you've ever had here at MCA, and you weren't kidding, because I noticed that there's not a lot of single tackles. It's two and three guys every time. Run to the ball well.
Occasionally we'll get knocked off the ball for our size if we get our pads high or whatever, but we stay low and we're determined, we're tough.
We are. We're very tough. So I think for Mitchell County, they're going to get to experience the true Buccaneer defense.
Yeah, we feel good about as long as we don't bust coverages or miss a lot of tackles or whatever, we feel good about playing the spread offense. We can run. And so that I'd like to see spread probably all the rest of this playoffs if we could.
Right, right.
Yeah, but we'll see.
Yeah, I noticed, too, in a lot of the spread, they want to, put – three guys on one side and throw to the guy in the back and hope they can get some blocks. I haven't seen that work too well against us this year.
They do a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, y'all will be prepared for that. Anything? Well, you didn't kick any extra points in this last game. Is that just a decision because weather conditions, kickers just were having an off night, or did we need to work on the two-point conversion in the game?
Well, I appreciate the way our two kickers are working. They're working extremely hard, and we've gotten better. But boiled down to just a coaching decision on which one were we better at. Were we better at kicking the extra point and getting one, or could that team stop us in the two-point conversion? And I tell you, stopping Will Jones for 3 yards is tough. So he was 4 for 4, and it wasn't even close. So he had 8 points right there. So it was pretty cool. And, there's some – everybody just kicks an extra point automatically. But with what we do, we actually, at one point we were up 24-0, which is a field goal that we didn't kick.
Right.
So that was a big deal for us. But there's not many secrets. He's going to get the ball down there, and you're going to have to stop him.
Stop him. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, I don't disagree with that philosophy. I know a few years ago when we played Charlton County, they always went for two on any score. Simply, they had a kicker, but the philosophy sometimes, especially for schools like us that can get it in there, is, well, you get two touchdowns if you make one of those two. You're just the same as that guy they got to kick two extra points.
We felt like we had a better chance at 50% of the two-point conversions than we did 50% of the extra points.
That's right. And you pick up an extra point by getting that.
Yeah, picked them up. It did well. I think there was a couple that just about didn't contest. There was a couple that hit us pretty good, but we fell in the end zone and whatnot. But there was a couple of them. We had them so duped that they are like, we can't tackle him here. Let him in.
Well, I was about to say, there goes back to that physicality of our football team.
Yeah, and it was fun to see our kids were asking to get in and block for him. So that was fun watching that. It opened up some big holes, too.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, I know the kids are excited about the playoffs, and it's going to be a big game. And that game's going to kick off at 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah. It's a 3.5-hour trip, maybe 3 hours and 45 minutes. So we didn't want to get, if the game ended at 10:30, get on a bus at 11, you can do the hours in your head there. That's wee hours in the morning. So, getting back 11, 12 o'clock is manageable. Getting back at 2 or 3 a.m., that's tough.
It's tough on everybody.
But it's dangerous, too. You don't want a bus driver to have to do that.
No, and you got the fans that are coming back, too, and it is. I think that teams that have long-distance travels, consideration should be made to start in times of games.
I think the state ought to actually go ahead and man up on this and say, hey, if you travel traveling X amount of hours or X amount of miles, here's your start times.
Right.
And that way there's no arguing with this.
I agree. Because you're going to play these games on a Friday or a Saturday, and what's the difference in starting at 6 o'clock or 5:30 as opposed to
some of our kids might enjoy a daylight game, you know, and it's going to be getting dark now, you know, in the
it is.
5 something, but you know, if some of those schools like Metters, they're going to play at 2 o'clock. That's a daylight game. Kids, they haven't done that since rec ball.
They won't know what it's like.
You know, pretty cool.
You might look back for a pass and the sun gets in your eyes.
What's that?
What's that? And when the game's over, we still got the whole night to relax instead of just getting a shower and going to bed.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that y'all were able to work that out and change that from 7:30 to 5 o'clock.
So there's a lot of travel prep time and planning into these long trips.
Well, we'll talk about that in the next segment again. Yeah, that was a great win. You let's see, what did we win? 4 in a row at the end.
3 in a row. We were planning to get into the bracket we're in, to win 3 in a row, build some momentum going into the playoffs. So we've stayed the course. We've won 3 in a row. We've given up 1 score in 12 quarters. Let's see, we've outscored our opponents too, Harold, quite a bit, 8. So let's see, we beat Scrubbin County double digits and Portal in double digits, and
Jenkins
in double digits. So I don't know what those scores total up to be. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's 100 and something to about 120 probably to 8.
That's a good job, Coach.
Yeah, I like
that.
That's
real good job.
Makes you feel better.
It does. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Now open, the Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. The same neighborhood friends and family you remember, except now locally owned and operated. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, the Coastal Market Grocery Store is your new hometown grocery store stop.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market in downtown Darien. Well, Coach, we got Mitchell County in our sights for Saturday, 5 o'clock. Why don't you run through real quick for us, because Mitchell County, last time I was over there, I can't remember how long the ride was, but it was a long ways, and it was always longer coming back.
It's about 3 hours and 45 minutes, so there's a lot of prep people don't see behind the scenes, you know, for a football game of that magnitude and that far.
Well, let's look at it this way. Okay, kickoff is at 5.
Okay.
So what time are you going to take your team out on the field to start the warm-ups?
About 4:15.
4:15. So what time do you want to arrive?
We're going to try to arrive between 3 and 3:30.
Okay, give you plenty of time to tape up and get ready.
We're going to stretch our legs over at Worth County, which is about 3 hours away. I'm going to use their facilities and stretch out, maybe get a snack, and head back on the road for about another 45 minutes.
Okay, so about 45 minutes before then, so somewhere around 2:30 or so, get to Worth County. And that's, what town is that?
That is,
golly, I had it on the tip of my tongue, too.
Right. Let's see.
There it is. I see Worth County over there on your big old map.
That is Sylvester.
Sylvester. That's right. That's a beautiful town, too.
Yeah, it's a good place. Coach Philip Ironside's the head coach there. And he's been nice enough to let us borrow his facilities for 30, 40 minutes.
Is he Got his team in the playoffs this year?
No, they're not this year. They were last year, but they're not this year.
Okay. Okay, well, then you're going to stop, stretch, get a snack. Backing up, you're going to do a big pregame meal at lunch?
Yeah, pregame brunch is 10:45.
10:45.
Yeah, so we're going to load bags and travel trailers and stuff like that the night before.
So okay.
There's a lot to it. You know, four buses going, one band, one cheer, two football buses, a truck pulling a big equipment trailer, 35-gallon water cooler. There's a lot, you know, 50-player travel bags.
Yeah.
Feeding all those guys, you know, we're feeding them twice, feeding them once at brunch and one snack there at Sylvester.
Yep. That is. A lot of planning goes into it, traveling that far for such a big game, too.
Yeah. And we feed them after the game, too.
Yeah, you forgot about that.
Free meals. They'll get Chick-fil-A after the game. The Booster Club always does that.
Do they go out and get it and bring it back to the stadium for you?
One of our Booster Club members, they actually deliver it to her during the day, and they put it in one of those, you know, nice coolers and everything we do.
That's good. That's really nice. That's good. Well, you've got all the logistics worked out. And, of course, all week you're working on practice. Yeah. Now, since you've got a Saturday game, how do you modify your practice some during the week to accommodate that?
We took yesterday off. Well, the coaches took Sunday off. So a day of rest is important this time of year.
Yeah.
And we're lucky, actually, to have that. Then Monday we gave the kids off, except for some, like, film duty, you know, some stuff, working out in the weight room. We did all that stuff, but we didn't go out on the actual field. So they had the day off. They could leave after school. So today,
which is Tuesday,
is going to be our Monday routine.
Okay.
Tuesday will be our, you know, so forth and so forth. We'll actually practice Friday, which will be our Thursday routine. So we just offset everything a day.
Okay. And you've got your game plan put in place, and you'll be working on that all week to get you ready for
it. Yeah, we're roughly ready for it. We're going to see if anything gives us a hiccup today, but we're roughly ready for it.
Okay. Well, you've got a tough game coming up, and we're looking forward to that. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, we've gone through two scrimmages and 10 football games.
Yeah, we're on our 13th event.
13th events. It's and you know it. When you say it that way, it sounds like it's been a long season, but it sure has gone fast, hasn't it?
It has. You know, we started the first Friday in August, so now we're in the second Friday or Saturday in November.
And hopefully we'll get several more. Nice, you could play up to five more games.
This team is primed to make a playoff run if we keep our heads on straight.
Yeah. Well, what we're hoping for, since we ended up third, we don't get the home field advantage in the first game. However, we've talked about this, that if with the way the bracket's set up, if the number four team in our bracket were to win, then we would host the next game.
Yeah, assuming we win and that number four wins. But that number four is tough. It's Manchester. They played a great, hard, tough schedule. They'll play Georgia Military, who's 10-0, but they haven't played nearly as tough a schedule as Manchester.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, hopefully we'll be pulling for us in Manchester so we can get back home for a playoff game. And then after that, it's kind of a crapshoot as to where you'll be playing
that's
next.
Right.
So you don't even worry about that. Nope. One thing we worry about right now is Mitchell County.
Yeah, we need to be undefeated this season and go into the next season.
1-0.
These are all short seasons coming up in the playoffs.
Yeah, they are. They are, and it's a brand new season too. So, but we've got a lot of experience under our belt with those 12 events, and a lot of kids ready to play. So, well, Coach, I guess we'll be back here Monday, hopefully, doing another broadcast on this, and I'll have to get with Jason to find out if we're to continue.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, Coach. Well, I've enjoyed this season. It's been exciting for the Buccaneers. We're in the playoffs again. That's where we wanted to be. You put together an extremely tough schedule, so I don't know.
See about easing that up next year.
Yeah, you know, Brunswick High and Glen Academy together is tough, but you know they're from across the river, and we did something nobody thought we'd do. We tied Glen Academy and
just
Should have been a win if we hadn't missed an extra point. We'd beaten them by a point.
That's
we
right.
We planned on going for two if it came down for that, and that's what we did.
Well, anyway, it was great. Great
season.
I didn't
want to go into overtime against them, but it would have been nice to score.
No. And I don't see any point in going to overtime in a non-region contest where that doesn't matter.
No, you're right.
You know, you could have the opportunity for kids to get hurt. And early in the season, too, the conditioning is probably not where you want it.
Yep.
So it's an opportunity for someone to get hurt. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us on the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and we're signing off. And, Coach, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.